And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 30th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of Rudyard Kipling, born in Bombay, 1865, author of The Jungle Book and many other books. Rudyard Kipling, who said, "If history were taught in the form of stories, it would never be forgotten." It's the birthday of the poet and the winner of a National Book Award this year, Patti Smith, born Chicago, during the Great Blizzard of 1946. Raised in New Jersey, a Jehovah's Witness, daughter of a waitress and a factory worker, read a lot of books growing up, fairy tales and biographies, travel books about Tibet and the Himalayas. Went to work right out of high school on a factory assembly line, got pregnant at the age of 19, gave her child up for adoption, moved to New York City, had no money when she got there, so just walked around the city, went to Washington Square and Tompkins Square Park. Worked at Scribner's Bookstore in Manhattan, loved the job, loved the fact that the clerks there took books seriously. She was going to stay with some friends who'd moved to New York City and showed up at their apartment, but it turned out they didn't live there anymore, and she stumbled across an art student named Robert Mapplethorpe. She and Robert Mapplethorpe were each 20 years old. They became lovers, roommates, rented a tiny room at the Chelsea Hotel, which was famous for housing Dylan Thomas, Allen Ginsberg, Jack Kerouac, Arthur Miller, Tennessee Williams, Simone de Beauvoir, and many other writers and artists. She and Mapplethorpe vowed to support each other's art. He was painting, she was writing songs, poetry, doing art. They stayed close friends even after they ended their romance and Mapplethorpe discovered that he was gay. And their relationship is the subject of Patti Smith's memoir, Just Kids, which won this year's National Book Award. Patti Smith, who went on to become a punk rock singer, she's recorded a live double album most recently with Kevin Shields called The Coral Sea. Here's a poem for today by Paul Hostofsky entitled Be Mine. I love mankind most when no one's around. On New Year's Day, for instance, when everything's closed and I'm driving home on the highway alone for hours in the narrating rain with no exact change, the collector's booth glowing ahead in the tumbling dark like a little lit temple with an angel inside and a radio, which, as I open my window, a little embarrassed by my need for change, until the silence says it needs no explanation, is suddenly playing a music more lovely than any I've ever heard, and the hand so open, so hopeful, that I feel an urge to kiss it, lowers the little lifeboat of itself, and takes the moist and crumpled prayer of my dollar bill from me. Then the tap-tap, tinkling spill of the roll of coins broken against the register drawer, and the hand returning two coins, and a voice sweeter than the radio's music saying, "Have a good one, man." I would answer that voice if I could, which of course I can't, that I've loved it ever since it was born, and probably longer than that, though you too is all I can manage. I say it with great emotion, in a voice that doesn't sound like me, though it must be mine. Be Mine, a poem by Paul Hostofsky from Bending the Notes, published by Main Street Rag Publishing Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.